Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are talking about onboarding, specifically how principals and agency managers can get new starters qualified, registered, and actually useful as fast as possible.
And this one is for anyone who has ever hired someone great and then watched them sit in the office for weeks doing not quite the job yet.
Exactly. The article is called Onboarding New Agents, Getting New Starters Work Ready Fast. And it opens with a line that I think every principal will recognize immediately.
Which is?
A new hire who is not yet registered is a salary without an output.
Ouch, but accurate.
Very accurate. And it is nobody's fault. It is just the reality of how real estate licensing works. You cannot do the core of the job until you are registered. So that gap between accepting the offer and being registered is the thing you want to close as fast as you can.
So what is the starting point? Because I know it is different depending on where you are.
Right. So the article is clear on this. Nobody walks straight into a full license. Every state has a registration level qualification first. In New South Wales and the ACT, that is the certificate of registration, which qualifies someone as an assistant agent. In Queensland, it is the real estate salesperson registration. And in Victoria, new starters come in through the agent's representative pathway.
So the entry point has a different name depending on the state, but the idea is the same.
Same idea. You get qualified at the registration level, you get registered, and then you can work under supervision while you build toward a full license. These courses are deliberately short and online, so a motivated person can get through the training without a long wait.
That word motivated is doing some work there. What if someone is slow through it?
That is actually something the article covers when it gets into group onboarding, but let's stay with the principal first. The key onboarding goal the article sets out is enroll them on day one. Get the qualification moving immediately so the registration arrives as early as possible, and then slot them into supervised work from there.
Day one, not week two after induction is done.
Day one, because every week you shave off that front end is a week of productivity you gain. And while they are waiting for the registration to come through, they are not just sitting around. They can be on the phones, at open homes, learning the business. The registration level exists so that new people can be in the work under supervision while the qualification is still processing.
Okay, so that changes how you think about it. It's not a waiting period, it's an overlap.
That is a good way to put it. And the article has a checklist which I think is worth going through because it is genuinely practical. First, confirm the right entry registration for the state the new hire will actually work in. Second, enroll on day one so the qualification is moving while the rest of induction happens. Third, put them into supervised work as soon as registration is in hand.
And the fourth and fifth?
Fourth, if you've onboarded a group, track their progress in one place. Fifth, note their likely upgrade timing now, so the move to a full license is planned, not reactive. And separately, confirm current registration requirements and processing times with your state authority, because those do change.
That last one is important. Requirements can shift, and you don't want to find that out when you're trying to get someone on the road.
Exactly. Now, the group onboarding piece is where it gets interesting for anyone running a bigger operation or bringing on multiple people across a year.
What is the problem with just enrolling people one at a time?
The article puts it plainly. Each person enrolls separately, you have no single view of where any of them are, and you end up chasing progress across several individual accounts. That is time and mental load that adds up.
And the alternative?
Archer lets you register a group of new starters together under one agency account. You get bulk enrollment pricing, a dedicated account manager, and progress tracking across the group. You can see who is finished, who is halfway through, and who needs a nudge.
And I'm guessing that nudging is not then falling to the principal.
That is the bit that caught my attention too. Reminders go to the staff member directly, so you have visibility without being the one doing the chasing.
That is actually a meaningful difference, because chasing people through training is one of those things that sounds small but quietly eats the week.
And then there is the multi-state angle, which is relevant for any agency operating across borders or hiring from around the country. Archer is nationally recognized, RTO 45020, and delivers across New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, and the ACT. So a new salesperson in Queensland and a new assistant agent in New South Wales can both come in under the same account, each on the right pathway for their state.
So you're not managing two or three different training providers just because you have staff in different states.
One relationship, one account. Which matters when you're growing, because you don't want to be learning a new provider's process every time you open in a new state.
All right, so if someone is listening to this and they have a new hire starting in the next few weeks, what is the one thing they should do?
Enroll them on the right entry qualification the moment they accept the offer. Don't wait until the paperwork is signed. Don't wait until week two. the sooner the qualification is moving, the sooner the registration lands, and the sooner the hire starts paying for itself.
Clean and simple.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It goes into more detail on the state-by-state pathways and the group setup. And if you want to talk through your next intake, Archer has an Australian-based support team. Online, self-paced, nationally recognized training, real people when you need them. You can call 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.